on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Monday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. Today we are racing at Benalla. It is cool conditions today, but it's very sunny and we're on a good four track. The rail is in the true position and Warren Huntley is here, as he is every Monday, to find us all the winners. Good morning, Warren. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
What a weekend. I'll give you a two-parter. Upheld, dismissed, and the run of the day.
Well, I went marginally upheld. I understand it was a 50-50, but I thought that Craig Williams was taken off his line and he was established in that line. And raised a point with Robert Cram yesterday morning. With all the data we've got available now, that the stewards are making subjective decisions about whether horses lose momentum or not. I wonder if in real time, with the new timing mechanisms we've got, whether we can actually use actual information to determine the speed of the horse and whether it did lose momentum as a result of that that interference. I don't know if that's possible, but I think it's certainly something to strive for. Technology's playing a role in determining a lot of outcomes of controversial incidents in motor sport, cricket, tennis, etc. Maybe there's an opportunity there in racing. I was leaning marginally upheld because I did think that Craig Williams was disadvantaged and Animo, I thought, was pulling ground on the line and may well have almost been level when he lost that ground. So couldn't argue with the decision, but I was leaning marginally upheld and I went with sat on the fence with a dead heat for the run of the day, the two horses that arguably could have dead heated the Cox Plate.
It's an interesting point you make, that if there was the timing device, which is in the saddle cloth, that says that when the interference occurred or just after it, the horse lost momentum, lost speed, you'd be able to have a tangible piece of evidence that says, well, it has actually cost it.
It's something that, look, I don't know how accurate that could be in real time, and the decision has to be made quickly, but I just think it's something that, you know, it's worth exploring. And, you know, and on the winner too, I know, you know, we have a discussion that that he might be a B-grader. He's had two starts beyond 1,600 metres for a win in Saratoga and a Cox Plate, so he might be an absolute elite galloper beyond 1,600 metres, and he's lightly raced. I think it was a ripper Cox Plate, obviously down on numbers, but I don't think it's down on quality.
Yep, I agree. He's on the upward spiral. We'll see what he can do over the next 12 months. Let's have a chat to one man who loves protests, Troy Corson, who joins us. How are you, Troy?
Well, I'm not sure I'd agree with that.
No. You would have been hoping for dismissed as well. what did you think of Saturday?
It was a really tight one, wasn't it? Had us all on the edge of the seat. And I'll tell you what was fantastic was the overhead view. That was really good, I thought. But I thought it could go either way. And I've got to say, I was quietly happy that it went the way that it did, the Star Spangled Banner.
Well, of course, yes. And we were talking about protests at that Australian Cup that sadly Awesome Rock lost to Preferment. Would you like to see that type of technology introduced that Warren was talking about then? So to take it less away from the subjectivity of the stewards panel?
Look, it'd be really interesting, but it's a fine balance of technology. I'm not sure that it'd be completely spot on. It'd be really hard to know.
Yeah, it's one of the quandaries of racing, isn't it? The umpire's decision. And when it comes to a protest, there's always going to be people on either side. How did Ranting pull up on Saturday?
Yeah, he's come through really well, Michael. We were pleased with the run. We've been working really hard to try and get him to settle. He can get very keen in his races. He definitely did that on Saturday. Probably got a little bit further back than we really wanted to, but when he was working into it, got knocked down on the corner and then wobbled around the corner, but he's come through it really well.
Well, that's good. Will he have a run over the four days at Flemington?
Yeah, we'll just have a look at probably that race on Cup Day if he can get a run in that. He's just down in the gradings a little bit at the moment, but there's a couple of really good races coming up for him in the next few weeks. And as I said, he was first up on Saturday, so he'll race right through to January now.
All right, let's get a winner today at Benalla. What about Gatto, who goes around in race number two? First up for the stable today?
Yeah, it's the first up for us. She's drawn really sticky, so we'll probably just go back and let her wind through her gears. Piero Filly, hoping she can get over a little bit of ground. But just probably look for her if I've got a second or third up, maybe.
Mystery Flyer was really good last start. What are you expecting today?
Yeah, I think she can really stick her hand up today. She's come on from that run. She's quite an honest mare, and she should be hard to beat today.
She goes around in race number three and is one of the favourites. And then in the second last, you've got two runners. You've got Thorogood at $10, and then we've got American Flyer, who's about a $13 chance. Is that about right, the market, or are they being underrated?
No, it's about right. American Flyer, we've just had troubles with her jumping out of the gate. So if she jumped out of the gate, she's probably about a $5 chance. But we've just had a few issues. So she got her ticket the other day again. So I'm really crossing our fingers that she enjoys it today and can get out of the gates properly.
Who do you think's your best today?
I'll have to go Mystery Flyer.
Good on you, Troy. Best of luck.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, well, it's the first race today at Benalla. As we have a look at the market, it is due to jump at 1 o'clock, and this is for the three-year-olds. Scratchings take out 3, 4, 8, 10, 13, 15, 16, 17. Nasher, a first starter from the Price Kent Junior Yard, is at $2.80. Battle Talent, a first starter, is at $4. And Ruby Rock is at $4.60 here. Who do you like, Warren?
Slight leaning to the race experience and fitness of 6 Ruby Rock, but it goes without saying, plenty to learn here with a number of first starters from good stables that have trialled and jumped out well. There's some depth to the form of Ruby Rock behind Sabuma and Strad, some good late sectionals relative to the day. That race at Mornington that Strad won last start, Ruby Rock ran okay there. Blinkers come off here, 6 ahead of 12. Nico Roll, who I think's jumped out nicely, most recent jumped out was alongside Ruby Saki at Bendigo, looked to move nicely. Wider draw being made a little bit easier by Scratchings, but some challenge. It's also a challenge for number 7, Len Picker, who I think's got some really good strength to her. I like what I've seen from her at the trials and jump outs. From a better draw, I could have even been leading to Len Picker. And 11, Nasher, who's shown speed in jump outs spread over a little bit of time and at Caulfield and in the Western Districts for the Price and Kent Junior Stable. Looks to be well educated and a bit of a forward-going running style horse. 6-12, 7-11.
6-12, 7-11 in the first. Race number 2, over 1,206 metres. Take out 2-10, 11, 16 and 17. Stilled for Gerald Egan's a 360 favourite. Battaglia is at $3.80, and Gatto, who we just heard from then, is at $3.90. Gerald was on with the Brekkie boys. This is what he had to say about the favourite.
Yeah, we're very pleased with her. We think she'll make the grade. She drew a barrier today, so hopefully she can prove it.
Well, there's three pretty much even in the market. Which way are you leaning?
I think it is an even race, Michael. I'm leaning Battaglia, who's had a little gap between runs and some significant gear changes with full set of earmuffs going on, the pre-race earmuffs coming off and a crossover noseband going on. Been an on-speed, almost fierce-going style of galloper, and in a recent jump-out between runs, I think he carried the majority of that gear and he was just tucked in behind them and he worked strongly through the line. I like the placement back in distance, hopefully some speed for him to tuck in behind, and I think if he performs like he did in that jump out, he'll be strong late, number one, the Tagler, and I don't think he'll be too far off the speed, but he just might come back a pair or so. One ahead of 14, Rowdy Rebel. She had one run, didn't do a lot, but she's jumped out nicely to resume for the Shane Nicholls stable. 4, Hassett, another one who's resuming, been gelded, showed some good speed in a recent jump out and then cruised through the line. And the other one I'm definitely including is number 13, Estilled, who was a slowly run race but was strong through the line. Better for that debut run. The rising distance looks a positive. 1, 14, 4, 13.
1, 4, 13. Sorry, say that again, was?
1, 14, 4, 13.
1, 14, 4, 13. Race number 3 is another maiden. We can take out 2, 9, 12 and 17. Lima Spice, another one from the Gerald Egan stables, the favourite at 3.10. She's Notorious, $4.80, and Mystery Flyer, $5.50 was.
Yeah, I'm with Troy here with Mystery Flyer. I think her two runs to date have been positive enough. She worked home well behind a horse who just dominated on speed and scooted away at the turn at Jura, and that can happen when Baronessa won that race. Up to 1,200 metres suits. Again, an even race, but a leaning to 10 Mystery Flyer. Ahead of 8, Lena Spice, who was also good first up and will be fitter. 6, Cubed, resumes here. The first up form's terrific. The runs, two runs last preparation were only modest. Haven't seen a trial or a jump out, but suspect that the front concussion plates are coming off. They just might have been having feet trouble late last preparation. The overall form of Cube's good enough for her to be in the mix here. And for Rufus Reward, didn't do a lot first up, but I think fitter. The jump out at Sandown going into this preparation, to me, was an indication that Rufus Reward's improved during a break. So I'd sort of be including in trifectas first fours if playing those types of bets in the race. 10-8, 6 and 4.
10-8, 6 and 4. Race number 4 over 2,046 metres. In this race, take out 2-7, 12, 16, 17, 18. Lorraine for Paddy Payne is the $3.20 favourite. Fabiola, $3.30. Spanish King, $3.80. And then for Ari at $6.50 are the top four in the market and the only ones under double figure odds.
Yeah, look, I'm giving Lorraine another chance, but she's starting to test the friendship. But I think she gets a good scenario here, quite typical of the Paddy Payne runners back to the trials between runs. Six for me out of 11, Fabiola, who's run well in better than maiden grade, and she's a good, solid, tough, on-speed, staying type. She's getting deep into her first racing preparation, if you're looking for a negative, but the fact that she's here says she's holding together. Earlier in that first racing preparation is number 10, Spanish King, who I thought ran well on debut. This looks a nice option. Looks like a horse who wants to get over ground. Not surprised that's happening early in the career. An 8-4 Ari, I think, is the other must include. Going to be on the speed. The last little bit of this trip might be some query, but it's worth trying and may well just keep rolling along at that speed and be hard to get past. 6, 11, 10 and 8.
6, 11, 10 and 8. Race number 5 over the mile. Got a short price favourite here. We can take out 8, The Nephew, $1.70. Miss Mucha, $6. Sweetest Scandies at $13. Are you with the odds, Onny?
Yeah, looks the race for The Nephew. Perfect progression up to 1,600 metres, coming through a strong form race and clearly the best form line and actually just almost an absolute standout. So deserved short price favourite. Maybe roll into multis during the day for me. Number 12, The Nephew, ahead of 11. Namabal, who was better, second up, and this looks a nice progression. I thought there was some good improvement there. Maps to get a good run. A 13, Miss Mucha, was one of the first horses off the bridle, but stuck on okay on debut. The rising distance looks to suit probably even further in time. And 5, Chaotic Panic, had excuses last start. The race does fall away. Might be next best. The debut run had some encouragement in it. 12 looks the winner ahead of 11, 13 and 5.
12 ahead of 11, 13 and 5 could be the good thing of the day. Race number 6, first leg of the quad is a benchmark 58 over 16.06. Take out 7, 10, 14 and 17. Strobe Light at $4 is the favourite. Capodanno, $4.20. Written Advice, $4.60. Do we need many in this first leg?
Look, I want a few, Michael, but gee, I thought Strobe Light earlier on today was my value bet. There's just been some trimming up with Strobe Light. And to answer your question about the first leg of the quaddy, I think I'm putting 4 in this first leg of the quaddy because I thought it was an even race. But at close to the each way odds, I thought Strobe Light was a little bit of value. And she's my top selection, 13. And she comes through a good race last starter, a strong race brawl, was strong to the line winning that race. Scarly from Smiley Chan stable was the brave run on speed in a high pressure race there and was a good winner yesterday. The form's good. 13 for me ahead of 6. Written Advice, who was good winning, I think, a race of less depth last start, but looks to have come back well this preparation. 3 Mr. Z's last two runs have been solid and probably need some luck from that draw. And 2 Capodanno, blinkers come off and visor comes on, gets a claim for Josh Richards. I've got next best. 13, 6, 3, 2.
13, 6, 3 and 2 in the first leg of the quaddie. The second is over 1,106 metres. Take out 4, 7, 8 and 9. Kutara, $2.40 favourite. Ballerina Magic at $2.70. And then you're out to Miss Venezuela at $7.
Yeah, again, I think this is an even race, but I'm thinking that number 3, Ballerina Magic, is going to be hard to beat here. Been back to the trial since that run. Blindfold comes off, but hopefully the racing manners are getting a little bit better for her, and Hannah Edgley, who's apprenticed to Ben Brisbane from a good draw, like the recent trial of Ballerina Magic in between runs. 3 for me ahead of 11, Who Told You, who's on a quick backup from Echuca on Friday, ran well enough behind King Dick there, must have had a good weekend to be backing up. 1, Kutara's in the mix. That race shaped up very well for her last start, but she was able to capitalise. And 2, Spring Lodge, might be next best, but I'm putting the top 3 in the quaddie and just using Spring Lodge resuming as a trifecta first four hope. 3, 11, 1 and 2.
3, 11, 1, and 2 in race number 8. Third leg of the quaddy over 1,200. Take out 6, 7, and 10. Bellinger for Ben and JD Hayes is the $2.80 favourite. Red Octane, $6. Alone Hero, $6. And then Chips are down, $6.50.
Chips are in, I think, with Bellinger. he ran well first up in a race stronger than this behind Tad Weir, was strong to the line. That was 1,100 metres. This looks a perfect progression back to 58 grade, up to 1,200 metres. And keen on 5, Bellinger to win second up, claim for Josh Richards, 1.5 off. So a little bonus in these types of races. Chips are down's an interesting runner. He can be a bit wayward. He's been back to the trials since that run, and I thought he was okay, but again, he wanted to lay in a bit. But back in this grade with a strong, talented rider in Blake McDougall aboard, he's probably one of the dangers. 4, Thorogood did enough first up, will be fitter, and 12, Corrales was good winning last start. The form for the new stable, well, form overall's been solid, but certainly going as well as she's ever gone now with the Cornish and Gascon stable. Keen on 5, ahead of 1, 4, and 12.
Keen on 5, ahead of 1, 4, and 12 in the second last. And the last of 9 jumps at 5 o'clock. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,400. We can take out 3, 4, 8, 9, and 15. Locko is the $4.20 favourite. Zazda, $4.40. Lovano, $4.80. It's a tricky way to finish the day.
Working around the top 3 in the market, Michael. Look, Locko's going well. Went for a neat run up on the inside at Sale last start. Got a little bit tight, then was just even to the line, but this race is probably a step down from that. 5 for me, ahead of 6, Lovano. Takes advantage of the inside draw. He could be hard to beat, and on-speed runners for Tiani Chapman's a good scenario, taking that 3 kilos off. Also seemed to run very well for Tiani. 11, Zaster's got a nasty habit of missing the start, but he'll be strong late. I think he's the other key hope. And 1, Don Dubbard's an interesting runner, was favourite in early markets. He's got a good first up record, but it's really been a horse that Brent Stanley's put on strong riders, Liam Reardon, Joe Bowditch, Josh Richards. Just, he seems to take a lot of riding, so I think that's the real challenge first up to Hannah Edgley. But the overall first up form is encouraging. Just think he's a better horse with a strong rider aboard. 5, 6, 11 and 1.
5, 6, 11 and 1. How do we play Monday at Benalla, Warren?
Best is race 8, number 5, Bellinger. Trimmed up a bit, maybe 1 unit the win, 2 units the place. Race 6, number 13, Strobe Light, the value. First leg of the quaddy, 2, 3, 6 and 13. Numbers 1, 3 and 11 in the second leg. 1, 4 and 5 in the third leg. Home with numbers 5, 6 and 11. I thought there's 2 close to good things on the day. I'm going to use them as the player of the day in an all up the win. Race 5, number 12, the nephew. Into race 8, number 5, Bellinger.
Good on you, Warren. Have a great day.
Thanks, Michael.
Warren Huntley joining us there, Racing.com's Brent Zarafa. Now we'll be in action for today's Monday meeting at Benalla. Morning, BZ.
Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Very well. We're doing the straw poll. Upheld or dismissed?
I think dismissed was a fair enough call, but I could make an argument both sides at this point from sort of what we've seen, but I'm not sort of too disappointed that they dismissed it there on Saturday.
Yep, all right.
And I was on Animo, so I'm not talking through either, but I can sort of justify both decisions.
Yeah, I'm in the same camp as you and would have had a better collect on Animo. Can we get that Animo money back today at Benalla?
Well, fingers crossed. I'm pretty keen on Battaglia in race number 2, horse number 1 here for Brett Scott. Coming back to the 1,200 metres, I think this horse will roll forward and be somewhere near the lead, and I think it's going to be extremely hard to run down. The early markets had Gateau as the favourite first run for the Corson's team, and wasn't overly enthused with its recent jump out, and with the blinkers off and the earmuffs going on, I think they're going to try and get this mare to relax a little more than she did up in New South Wales. So prepared to take her on, and even the race that the field comes out of one of the other key chances in the market, I wasn't overly keen on as well. So I think there's a good chance here for Battaglia, who has been running some good races and just been beaten in fast time. So I think he can get the job done today. The danger in that race might be the number 14, the Rowdy Rebel. So my main bet will be Battaglia, and I'll be having a small save on the 14 in race number 2. And just catching the end of what Warren had to say, I tend to agree with his thoughts about Bellinger in race number 8. Loved its run first up at Sale, and even its jump outs prior to that were very strong. So I'm hoping the step up in trips to the 1,200 metres could be ideal for race 8, number 5. So playing race number 2, main bet horse number 1, small save the 14, and race number 8, I'm with the 5, Bellinger.
Good on you, BZ. Have a good day.
No worries, guys. All the best.
That wraps it up, the Victorian Form Preview. Jump on rsn.net.au for all of the tips. Time for a break. And on the other side, live from headquarters at Flemington, Gareth Hall is getting ready for a very big edition of RSN Central. They'll have the Racing Minister, Martin Pakula, Glenn McFarlane here, and a host of guests. We'll be back on Racing Pulse tomorrow morning from 8:30.